Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to air this new breaking special report that just went up live on band.video. Then we come back. I've got a key new Greg Reese report on the mask and the cult of programming. Then I'm going to get in the Wayfarer scandal and the deepening information coming out with that. And is it a setup or is it the real deal? I think it's a mixture of both. That's all coming up. But right now, here is a special report that, again, just came out dealing with Ghislaine Maxwell that is so incredibly important. I hope you don't just listen to it or watch it. I hope you share it. It's at band.video. Here it is.
Ghislaine Maxwell, the socialite who was more of a social disease to the powerful pedophiles she introduced to Jeffrey Epstein's surveillance blackmail shakedown, now awaits an arraignment and bail hearing in a Brooklyn, New York Metropolitan Detention Center that has been described as a third world hellhole. Cameron Lindsay, a former warden, said it is one of the most troubled facilities in the federal prison system and had a unique history of staff misconduct.
I was the warden at the Metropolitan Detention Center from the spring of 2007 to the late fall of 2009. So I was there for a little over 2.5 years as warden. So I'm very familiar with the facility. What I would have expected her to experience when she entered the facility was, first of all, she would have come in full restraints, which would have included leg irons, a belly chain to a hat to attach handcuffs, and the handcuffs will be attached to the belly chain to immobilize her hands.
Maxwell, who is supposedly monitored 24/7, was essentially given a paper bag to wear while her bedding was stripped to prevent any possibility of a suicide attempt. Ghislaine Maxwell's indictment specifically focuses on the years 1994 to 1997 as those when she facilitated and contributed to Jeffrey Epstein's abuse of minor girls by, among other things, helping Epstein to recruit, groom, and ultimately abuse victims known to Maxwell and Epstein to be under the age of 18.
Why did you keep going back if you didn't want anybody?
In 2005, an investigation started into Epstein for the sexual abuse of more than 40 young girls in Florida.
I don't know what to do. I was afraid that he was going to harm my family.
A culture of see-no-evil elites allowed Maxwell to continue to move amongst high places, as Breitbart reported. Ellen Powell, who gained infamy overseeing Reddit's lurch toward censorship during her brief tenure as CEO of the site in 2015, claims she knew Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein supplied underage girls as sex toys for the rich and powerful, and said nothing. And as The Sun reported, according to a reformed jewel thief who goes by the pseudonym William Steele, claims Epstein and Maxwell made him watch recorded videos to prove how they owned people. The footage included two high-profile U.S. politicians having sex with minors and two high society figures having a threesome with an underage girl. Steele also branded Maxwell a wild nymphomaniac who would try everything and anything in bed. Steele said, when you're in a situation like that, you have to pretend to be non-judgmental. But it was shocking. I saw videos of very powerful people, celebrities, world figures, in those videos having sex, threesomes, even orgies with minors. And those that had breathed a sigh of relief after Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself in the federal facility in Manhattan are once again panicking, especially Prince Andrew, who, according to Christina Oxenberg, who is Prince Andrew's second cousin, claims that she was told by Maxwell that secret tapes exist of Prince Andrew's escapades that he has clumsily denied. But the evidence is stacking up, and Maxwell may have enough evidence on Prince Andrew and others to lighten her sentence.
In the subculture of jails and prisons, it would be a badge of honor for somebody another inmate to kill somebody like Miss Maxwell.
Currently, the morbid Vegas odds on the future of Ghislaine Maxwell are 3-1 right now that Maxwell will either have an accident or commit suicide. John Bound reporting.
That is in the John Bound section of Bandod Video. Click the left-hand corner, pulls up all the hosts, all the channels, all the films. You'll find his area. It's all powerful. Please share it.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into hour number two on this live Sunday broadcast that is here in defiance of the globalist anti-human psychotic system. You know, they're not just pedophiles. They're into mass murder. They're into war. They're into death. They're into raw power. And there's nothing more selfish and evil than forcing yourself on children or forcing yourself medically on people. And so the whole medical cartel that at the top's very evil, very corrupt historically, wants you to know that you're going to be in their cult, you're going to wear the mask, you're going to do what they say as an act of power and obedience, and next it's going to be accept contact tracers in your house, accept forced inoculations. That's already begun in Spain and in Australia. They're locking down whole apartment complexes. They're saying you can't leave your house, period, for 2 weeks until you submit to us coming and doing a forced test and or inoculation. So, and they're also, again, hiring people that are out of work to be the snitches and the new controllers. This is how they're forcing people into their army of oppressors. Now, this is a brand new Greg Reese report. It's on Infowars.com. It's on NewsWars.com. And it's at Band.Video. Go to the left-hand side of Band.Video. There's three lines. Click it. You'll see all the different hosts, all the reports, the films, all the different channels that are there. You'll see Greg Reese. You can find this report and share it, because that's how we battle these people. It's how we get millions of views on some of these videos. If we didn't have Band.Video, this would be seen nowhere. There's a total censorship grid. You would not see this report that must be seen. The truth behind the mask, it's only 4 minutes long, and it dovetails with a report he did last week, worldwide population being tortured in deep state PSYOP. This actually shows the documents of the psychological plan between the communist Chinese and U.S. psychiatric systems with the federal government developing this plan with Bill Gates. So you can't make up the magnitude of what's going on. But let's go ahead and go to this report. The truth behind the mask, here it is.
First, we were told that wearing masks would do more harm than good, which is what the science still supports. But now, even as the COVID-19 pandemic is turning out to be less harmful than the seasonal flu, we are being told to wear the mask. Austin, Texas has threatened a $2,000 fine for those not wearing the mask, and have even suggested that we wear the mask while at home.
We still need people to wear the mask in public. We still need people to keep social distance and isolation. Ryan, the one thing I want to try to get across today is we need to do that when we're in our homes also.
Science tells us that these masks are doing nothing but hurting our natural immune system. So why is it so important that we wear the mask? If one were to look at what is happening as if it were a massive initiation ritual, then things may begin to make more sense. The initiation ritual can be found throughout all of human history. We find it in ancient tribes and religions, all the way up to modern gangs, fraternities, and in the military. Psychological studies have taught us how initiation rituals work. Primarily, how they increase a person's desire to conform to the group they are being initiated into. The ritual is almost always the same. First, the initiate is isolated. Their familiar everyday routines are disrupted, and their normal rules of living are altered. The initiates are made to look the same. Their heads may be shaved, they may be given matching outfits, or they may be instructed to wear a mask. These techniques symbolically strip the initiate of their unique identity, so they can cease seeing themselves as an individual and begin seeing themselves as part of the group. The wearer of the mask loses his previous identity and assumes a new one. The initiate is then subjected to just enough trauma to put them in a mild state of cognitive dissonance. This dissonance puts the initiate into a state of confusion and anxiety. They are now ready to be transformed into a member of the initiating group. In their isolation, thoughts they have ignored or buried for years suddenly become unavoidable. Emotions are triggered, and a new window of thought is opened within the initiate's mind. And in this state, the new normal is introduced. This worldwide initiation ritual is creating a massive separation in humanity. The obedient and the defiant are being drawn apart like a chemistry purification experiment. And it would seem that the obedient ones are being initiated into something. The new normal. The new age. The new world order. A world where science no longer matters. A world where blind obedience is all that is respected. And if this is a worldwide initiation ritual, then we can certainly expect the obedient initiated to be turned against the rest of us. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. Share that report. I was just during the break getting another little cup of coffee in the break room right next to the studio, and there was Fox News. The public is being mean to the first responders, the medical workers who are the front line in COVID. We don't like the restrictions, and we're being bad to the heroes that are in empty hospitals watching TikTok videos or making TikTok videos. Health officials under scrutiny amid pandemic, and then they go on to say the public is mad at them, and the public is protesting them, and the public is saying it's a scam. Because it is a scam. It is a fraud. We have the numbers. We know the facts. Sorry that you told us it'd be 2.5 million dead and it wasn't. Sorry you're doing false tests. Sorry you put the people that die of gunshot wounds and helicopter accidents and everything else in there. We know you're a fraud. We know Fauci and Gates are heavily invested. Now, here's another really powerful report as we go to break. Dovetailing with this, worldwide population being tortured into deep state psyop. Here it is.
This report is based on Amazing Polly's recent video, Is This Torture? In her video, Polly examines Amnesty International's 1973 report on torture and how it seems to reflect the current response to COVID-19. According to Amnesty International's report, torture is the systematic and deliberate infliction of acute pain in any form by one person on another in order to accomplish the purpose of the former against the will of the latter. The report then uses Biederman's chart of coercion to describe the technique. Psychologist Albert Biederman studied communist Chinese tactics known as DDD, debility, dependency, and dread. The CIA has been trained to use debility, dependency, and dread. And according to their 1983 Human Resource Exploitation Training Manual, many psychologists consider the threat of inducing debility to be more effective than debility itself. With DDD, the debilitated victim becomes dependent upon the torturer and develops a strong fear of anything vague or unknown. Biederman's Chart of Coercion lays out the design of DDD. Does any of this sound familiar? Number one, isolation. We see this with quarantines and social distancing and the prohibition of crowds and large gatherings. Number two, monopolization of perception. Corporate mainstream media has monopolized all of pop culture, and those on social media who challenge the mainstream narrative are censored. Also listed is restricted movement and monotonous food. Number three, induced debilitation and exhaustion.
Let's stop right there. He goes through the, 8 points. And again, this has been adopted. You need to understand what's going on. That's only about a third of the report. It's so critical. It's, again, at Band-Aid Video. And I'm just begging all of you to go get it. It's free. It will free you. It will free others. They need to know what's happening. That's why they're censoring all these medical doctors coming out saying it's a hoax. And Elon Musk and Dr. Ron Paul, because it is a hoax. There's a real virus out there, overblown 1,000 times. And it's all about cult programming, and Bill Gates admits he's preparing you. They admit they're programming us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Myself today to see if I still feel.
I focus on the pain.
I focus.
And I was reading about Johnny Depp and his wife crapping in the bed and him asking her to cut him. Hundreds of millions of dollars, famous, has all this, and nobody's more miserable. You know, I had a chance to see the highest levels of Hollywood. And it wasn't the highest levels. It was like falling down into a rat hole. Very, very sad. Very, very empty people. But let's get into really how far the rat hole, the spider hole goes right now. Because believe me, it's the depths are not Johnny Depp and people like that. That's the heights of Hollywood, not the bottom of that collapsed, open, stinking, pus-filled, maggot-covered wound. Yes, it's a wound, a wound that's a womb out of which devils and disgusting death and attacks on civilization flow, a stinking weapon system. Okay. We got the WikiLeaks in 2016, about a month before the election, and in it was open devil worship, open pedophilia, open just everything. All confirmed, cut and dry. And then we even had all the evidence of the Podesta's, his Tony Podesta, openly promoting pedophilia in the Washington Post in 2007. And so they changed the subject and made it about a pizza place and diverted off onto that so that when people covered it, they could then say, oh, all of that isn't true. And so they could try to discredit and cover up the giant ocean of reality. So when I saw this Wayfarer thing break Friday, with the big online, you know, vendor site competition to Amazon, I looked at it and it was so ridiculous. $100, $200 cabinets for $10,000, $13,000, $14,000, $15,000, $16,000, $17,000, and pillows that were maybe $30 for $5,000, with in some cases the names of missing children on them. And I thought, with Ghislaine Maxwell breaking and the giant pedophile rings getting busted breaking and getting almost no coverage, the big rings getting busted, Ghislaine's getting coverage, I said, this just looks too ridiculous. I mean, obviously, the media spun it that they're not shipping kids in the containers. No, but it could be money laundering. It's a symbol of the container that we're going to deliver this child to you. Obviously, it wasn't somebody adding more zeros on who made a mistake. And it was listings going back years that people discovered. So my first thing was, don't let this be a honey trap or a distraction from the real stuff. I said, it may be real. Remember, here's an example. Dan Rather couldn't happen to a better guy. I'm joking. Karl Rove set him up. Turd Blossom set him up. Another bad guy. Another Austinite. Turd Blossom knew there was all this bad stuff in Bush's Air National Guard record. So he put some fake documents in hundreds of real ones and then had somebody leak them to Dan Rather. So when Dan covered the real stuff but had some disinfo in it, Rove could discredit the whole thing. So it's a poison the well operation. I just said, this is so ridiculous and so out in the open. Then I started thinking this morning and last night when I was researching it, because listeners were sending me stuff and family was, and people I know that are decorated veterans and people in the government and stuff were like, no, Jones, this is real. I started thinking, wait a minute, Antifa beats up an anti-child molestation march against Catholic priests and others molesting children, and the news says that's good. So the news is defending Antifa beating up people that are for people that have been sexually abused. Antifa defending pedophiles. And pedophilia and drag queen story time and all this all over the news. You know, really, they're just coming out now. So I guess it could be real, because here's what changed my mind partially. And I'm still looking at this and I'm not sure what's going on. I'm going to show you some of this. This is shocking. Take hours to go over all of it, but I'll try my best. It turns out all these other big shopping carts, Amazon, you name it, going back years, have the exact same code words. And it turns out that Backpage and Craigslist got caught with prostitution and similar things and sex trafficking of kidnapped women and children years ago. So, folks, get ready. I'm going to show you some of this. Dr. McCam Shot, please. Pizzagate 2.0, Wayfair forced to deny bizarre rumors its overpriced cabinets are child trafficking front. Okay? Newsweek, kids shipped in armoires. The person who started the Wayfair conspiracy speaks. Well, did they start it or did this stuff start? Because you go to this and it's the names in many cases of missing kids on these. In some cases, not. About the Wayfair child trafficking conspiracy. So there's some of the mainstream articles. There's a big article John Bound just did with a video called Ghislaine Maxwell Panics Elites that's on Bandout Video, you should see. But let's actually get into these. This isn't Wayfair. This is Amazon. And it's got these pillows that, again, is $18,000. And then it starts telling you, normally sold for $20, the names of it and what it does. And I'm not going to show you all of this, folks, but some of this is naked babies that are shriveled like they're starving to death. I'll show you some of it. And then the weird comments in these have all this code word. I tossed the helicopter. I drank the scotch. The two nights into the Atlantic crossing, master bedroom. It's describing what they got, getting on an airplane and going and doing these things. I mean, this is sick, folks. This is like a write-up, like, you know, I guess people do online for prostitutes or whatever. I can only compare it to how I felt at Woodstock when my favorite band of all time started playing. And it goes into the reviews of how amazing this is. I first used the pillow on my private jet. So these are, this is sick, folks. This is going back several years, 2018, 2019. So I have egg on my face. Alex Jones cannot believe they're this bad, but I guess they are. My God, this is just finally Dracula reveals himself. Best pillow ever. And, folks, when you read this, it's got the play school graffiti toys, the locks and the keys. How you pay $11,000 and you get the, or $111,000 and you get the lock and the key to, I guess, three kids, Little Tykes Tunnel and Dome Climber. I mean, this is just goes on for hours. There's thousands of pages of the kids, and in many cases, they list the names of people. This is not a joke. These people are next level. It's all about dominating children, about mud pie, baby boys, bear hugs, moose pajamas. 3,947. Yeah, the little boys aren't as much as the little girls. And it's all got the footstools. You can have your foot on top of the kid and dominate him. And then look at this. I'm not going to show all of this, but look at this little shriveled. If you look closer, I'm not going to show it. It's like a shriveled baby, and it's naked. And it says, Etsy got troubles too. Sketchy baby doll and high price range. And it just gets, oh, then all the pasta names, all the known pedophile stuff where you pay $3,000 for Lundberg pasta penne. It just goes on and on. This is no mistake. This is no psyop. This is, oh, and then it actually shows the little girls. Oh my God. $29,000 for these little girls right here. It's even got the product code for you right there. We'll be right back with more. I must end this special, our extended July 4th special, by Monday the 12th. That is our drop-dead date. It absolutely has to happen because a lot of these products that have been sold out, we can only get limited supplies of them because the supply chain is breaking down. Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and vitamin K sold out for months. Back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12, high-quality B12, taken out of the tongue. Sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula, super strong turmeric concentration. Sold out for months, back in stock, limited amount, 50% off, double Patriot points, free shipping. It's the same thing with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Survival Shield X3, and so much more. And it funds the information war. The globalists want you sick and weak and dumbed down. They don't want you to know what God has given us all through Mother Nature. These products are powerful. Many of you have tried them and reordered them and love them. Many of you haven't. The sale ends just a few days, so take action now and get free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live, and again, we're covering this big story of the Wayfair controversy. We're not saying Wayfair's involved in anything wrong. We're not saying Amazon's involved in this directly. We're not saying that the other, you know, sites that are online merchants are bad. There's millions of merchants on these. Is this a big giant troll that's multi-years in the making? Is it a comedy of errors? I mean, all I know is people love a mystery. So everyone is going to focus in on this and not what I'm about to show you that's all documented on the record. I mean, I get up here and go, look, DW.com, they now admit the German government involved 30,000 pedophiles, government delivering children to pedophiles, naming the names, mass evil, people found in dungeons. Minor footnote. Like, shut up, Joe. Look about dungeons. Confirmed stuff. because it's more fun, the breadcrumbs, to then go see something like this. So I see something like this, and I think it must be a setup. And I hope that I am right about that. Who knows how crazy things are anymore is my point. But you've got to vet everything. You've got to look through it. You've got to check it all. You've got to know that mainstream media lies to you on purpose. The internet gets hysterical and does everything in between. The good, the bad, the ugly, you name it. But right now, let's go ahead and get into the real stuff. Again, this is just the latest thing in the last few weeks. Germany investigating 30,000 potential suspects in pedophile probe, and it goes into part of a larger, big nationwide network that came out of Berlin authorities placed children with pedophiles for 30 years. Tens of thousands of children. It turns out it wasn't just in Berlin. And the government believed that sex with children was the ultimate love, and they were creating a new family by taking family, children from the atomic family, the nuclear family, and giving it to pedophiles. They believed in the experiments it would create the happiest people. It created drug abuse, suicide, death, crime, and more pedophilia. You got to go read this for yourself. Here's another one. Romania dismantles third human trafficking ring in 4 days. Balkan Insight. I mean, there's just thousands of these. Raped in, it goes on. Minor girls forced to trade bodies. In the Philippines, sex trafficking of young girls moves online. PBS. UK pedophile who raped baby shared sick video online. 18 years in prison. And then there's thousands of these articles. Remember the guy, Bill, the worst pedophile ever, that was killing little girls by the dozens and giving them to government officials? And remember Jimmy Savile with the dead bodies of children and murdering little boys and girls and satanic devil dungeons? Let's put Jimmy Savile on screen. French pedophile charged over hundreds of child sex offenses in Indonesia. Germany investigating 30,000 suspects in pedophile probe in Western. It goes on. The dark legacy of sexual liberation in Germany. How the government believed pedophilia was good and secretly tested it. Elite pedophile network to be exposed after arrest of Maxwell. VT exclusive. Largest pedophile ring in history. 70,000 members. Heads of state. The rats scramble. Cops arrest 16 suspected pedophiles and child abuse raids, including nurse and Disney World worker. Plainville man arrested, charged with possession of child pornography. You just randomly print these. 27 suspected pedophiles arrested in undercover operation. Alleged leader of human trafficking ring in Pierce County sentenced 30 years. 6 arrested, 5 rescued in human trafficking operations as Hillsborough sheriff. And, of course, you'll see headlines like 700-plus children freed in an L.A. raid, some in cages, snuff films, child porn. You never see it in the news again because it's just under the rug. ICE HSS helps remove more than 3,500 sexual predators from community, 18% over last year. Chester County officials bust sex trafficking ring. Operation Broken Heart, 51 arrested and made in Texas as part of child sex crime ring. 1,700 alleged online sex offenders arrested during Operation Broken Heart. Virtuous pedophiles put therapists in ethical catch-22. The New York Times, Salon, Vice, all promote pedophilia as good. Firefighter teacher among 51 arrested in part of Operation Broken Heart. Nearly, and it just goes on and on and on. So then we see these. I mean, this isn't 1%, ladies and gentlemen, of the stuff that is going on. This isn't 1% of what's happening. I mean, I really need to spend days pulling up all the stuff I've seen over the years. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. And the FBI declassifying the Finders case with elements of the CIA in D.C. in a 3-story building running thousands of children, snuff films, murder, absolute total evil. Rothschild Castle, 20 years ago, they found all these dead kids and women in cages inside of it in Burgundy. That got swept under the rug. It just goes on and on. I was in there during the break. We had Fox News on, and it was showing some little 3-year-old girl that got kidnapped. Now they think they know the guy that grabbed her 13 years ago or whatever. It's an ocean of evil. And let me tell you where it's coming from. It's coming from pure place of destruction, annihilation. And they know they can create an army of souls that will hurt children. They'll follow any other order, even if it's the destruction of the very species. And everybody knows who's researched that organized crime and corrupt intelligence agencies launder money through sex operations and through art and through gambling and through other illicit systems. And children are one of the biggest currencies in this modern system. Not just to blackmail people, not just to control people, but to be the satanic initiation to get people who are joining the dark side to absolutely cut God off from them. Because maybe they still had a connection to God. But once they hurt children, once they rape children, once they kill children, when they beg for their mommy, God removes himself. And what does Emperor Palpatine in episode 3, written by George Lucas, say? We ought to put that in post since we're live on air. And we don't have time to pull it up. But Emperor Palpatine, right when Anakin Skywalker helps kill Mace Windu, and he's about to go to the dark side, and his eyes are about to go from blue to yellow and be as a symbol of his possession, his eyes aren't yellow yet. He says, your journey to the dark side will not be complete until you've gone to the Jedi Temple and killed all the children. So he goes with a couple thousand stormtroopers, and he personally kills hundreds of children as young as 3 years old, and then his eyes are glowing yellow. And they're telling you right there, the Jedi are relentless. You must go to the Jedi Temple and kill all the younglings. Only then will your journey to the dark side be complete. You'll be powerful enough to destroy the rest of the Jedi. I'm paraphrasing. That's Hollywood telling you, go to the Jedi Temple, kill the children. They want to kill them in the womb. They want to keep them alive for body parts and celebrate it on TV and have 5 states pass laws. They can do it. And when Governor Cuomo and those guys 2 years ago signed that law, they literally had jack-o'-lantern demon faces, and they were all going, and just absolutely, whenever they were signing those documents. They absolutely loved it, ladies and gentlemen. And they were so proud of themselves, and so is Governor Northam, because you've got to celebrate it openly and get everybody's will broken to condition them to accept it. So think about that. Think about that long, think about that hard, and understand that that's the reality of this cult, that they are literally draining the energy off of children, off of innocence. Again, the movie Legend, great film with Tom Cruise about good and evil, good archetypes. And the devil wants to bring in total darkness and freeze the planet, kill everybody. And he says, what do you need? Well, he needs the unicorn. I need innocence to lure the goddess archetype and make her marry him, make her decide that she wants to help him kill the earth. Seduce creation. Seduce us. So we're supposed to be the bride of Christ, not the bride of Satan. And that's what this whole thing is, ladies and gentlemen. You believe me, you. She's a number 13 when the clock strikes midnight. All of these demonic, weak pedophiles are going to beg, and God is not going to come.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
The July 4th mega sale ends on July 12th. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. Double 50% off all these best-selling items, including a bunch that have been sold out for months and are back in limited supply, like Winter, Summer Vitamin D3 and Vitamin K for your immune system. Sold out, back in stock. Ultra 12, high-quality B12. 50% off, sold out for months. Bodies, the best-seller Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Concentrated Turmeric, back in stock. 50% off for a limited time. Double Patriot points and free shipping. Survival Shield X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, VasoBeast, DNA Force, all 50 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support of the InfoWar and give you a hat tip and say you're smart to take care of yourself and your family's immune systems. This is such a 360 win, so thank you all for your support. God bless.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. Final segment. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I meant to go to calls, but we just had too much to cover, too much to go over. I'll really endeavor to do that tomorrow for the weekday show that only exists because of your support, your word of mouth, and your prayers. I'm thankful to all of you. During the break, I was talking to some of the crew because we were going through and ferreting these Amazon links and others and confirming they really are, at least most of what we checked on the site. And if it is a PSYOP, that means in some cases it goes back years, so they could now do this and then divert us from all the real stuff that's going on. Or it may be real. All I know is this. There's something about these PSYOPs where it's nebulous that people love it like it's a riddle. An Easter egg hunt. But when it's right out in the open, people don't touch it. Like Bill Gates is public with the CFR saying they're controlling the weather. No one touches it. They'll just speculate all day. I was talking to some of the crew, and they're like, remember Ghislaine Maxwell's foundation for teenage girls? And then they still run an airline that looks like 13-year-old stewardesses saying, come meet me, come be with me. I mean, these are reports we've put out that no one else does. They still run an airfield. I was talking to feds a few months ago in New York, and I said, you know about this airfield, go do something. They're like, yeah, it's really dangerous to do that. Well, okay, so we all are scared, so we lose everything. I'd be scared to be scared of these people. I'm the opposite. It's not because I'm that tough of a guy. I mean, I just cannot roll over to this crap. Now, there's a report, Epstein Trafficking Network, up and operational, Elite Express, airlines still recruiting young girls. Only 400 and something thousand views, man. At least we have our own system, though. That would have like 10 million views on YouTube in the old days. Complete with the videos. Maybe you want to fly on the plane. Maybe you want me. Maybe you want to try me out a little bit. This is run still by Epstein's family. After we broke it, turned out the family's got all this money in the Bahamas and that they're all down there with it. Aviloop. And it turns out it's still up and running. Okay, let's just stop there. Here's the big takeaway. I remember 20-something years ago reading about mice that are part human, goats that are part spider, pigs that are part human. And now you read headlines, the most human mouse yet, half human, are now monkeys that are part human. They can talk, but they don't show you those. Just like we don't get to see Ghislaine Maxwell. She's been in custody for over a week now. Where is she? Where's the mugshot? Where's the data? Who knows what's even true? Because we've been lied to so much, the public has a right to ask these questions. Yeah, like growing monkeys with human brains. It just goes on and on. And if that isn't child abuse, human abuse, satanic playing God, super dangerous, what isn't? But see, this is the age of them hiding in plain view. Okay, Fauci ran over a dozen programs, including weaponized SARS, COVID-19, bat viruses. Newsweek. Nobody cares. Or do they not? No, they know we care. They're trying to overwhelm us to get us to give up. But we're not going to do it. I mean, Hillary runs a foundation for teenage girls. The woman that was heading it up in her foundation was convicted of child sex trafficking, Haitians. They like black people's blood, man. And that comes out in the reports about Al Gore and Bill Clinton drinking blood. I remember an AP article many years ago. I heard Tex Mars on a radio show like 20 years ago talk about it. And I was interviewing him here in Austin. I said, is that real? He went over to a big box. He had a great library. Pulled out the AP clipping where Al Gore, not for blood transfusion, has a small refrigerator filled with blood that follows him around. And, of course, it's all over the news now that all these elites, quote, pay people to get their children to give them blood for blood transfusions. But if you're Bill Clinton or Al Gore, you just drink it. And there's a mental disorder where people crave blood. So I don't even know what to say at this point, ladies and gentlemen. Those of us that aren't into this, I mean, I never get sick of a happy, cool, fun girl looks like Marilyn Monroe. You know, I would never get sick of, again, cheese enchiladas with meat sauce and Dos Equis beer. I mean, I don't want to hurt children. I want to empower children. I'm not sexually attracted to children. I want to kill people that want to hurt children. I have a real instinct to want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs and literally grab their lower mandible and just rip their jaw off and just, yeah! It's true. I'm a psychotic gorilla killer if I need to be. Because I just want to just grab them, just gouge their eyeballs out. So enjoyable. But I don't want to hurt children. I want to hurt devil worshippers. I want to hurt vampires. I want to take a stake and just jab it in their heart. Or just take them down on a big, nice vice. Put them on the rack and just say, I'm going to break every bone in your back right now. Are you ready? You're never going to walk again. I'm going to break every vertebra in your back. And then I'm going to ram ice picks through your eyeballs because you need to pay. But you see, instead, I'm going to lovingly do it politically to you. And see, I'll be honest about my instincts. God gave them to me, and I'm not ashamed of them. And I want you to know that what I'm talking about is just a small reflection of God's wrath and hatred of the inbred, satanic, globalist elites and all the other inbred groups that inbred themselves to be attuned to Satan so you can rule over everyone and you're a bunch of diseased, hunchback, crone, blood-drinking devil worshippers who will be annihilated. So you dump fluoride in the water and feed us GMO in the hope that we'll become like you. Yeah, it's like Helter Skelter. I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. You want power and to rule because you don't have power, New World Order. You're losers. You're failures. You're jokes. So nobody do anything violent. Just expose these people and metaphysically know when you pray to God for justice and freedom that it's like putting these evil people on a on the rack or dumping coals on them. But let's not do this because we hate the New World Order. Let's do this because we love the children, and let's be bold and strong and take our political system back from them and our schools back from them and the abortuaries and everything back and let them know their intimidation has failed. And let's stop the race war the left is openly kindling and pushing. Look at this. Young white mother executed by Black Lives Matter mob for allegedly saying all lives matter when the mob approached him and said, as he's seen at the checkpoints with the Black Lives Matter and the other communist groups, Antifa. And the mother, the young white mother, was murdered last week by a Black Lives Matter mob after she allegedly told them that all lives matter, to which the 24-year-old Jessica Dottie Whitaker was shot and killed in the head. And they won't even, they're not even covering it in the news now, and there's not even, they won't even say, you know, who the suspects were. They were black. Oh, but let's show you this video. Shock video shows deranged man stabbing multiple people on New York City subway because they were white. You won't see this on the national news. Here it is. Because all the videos of white people being shot in the head everywhere, killed, and the media is cheering these dead cops that got shot in Texas, and they're cheering the cop that gets choked out in New York. Maybe we have time, we can roll that footage for folks. Continuing, cops raid mansion of St. Louis couple who defended home from protesters who broke into their property, threatened to kill them. And now they have SWAT teamed them and taken their guns and are getting ready to charge them. The lady put into power there, the district attorney, does openly work for Soros and says white people are inherently evil. Antifa attacks anti-pedophile demonstration. Can't make that up. Flags burn in front of Trump Tower. Police stand down. Worship it. Portland BLM activist uses baby as human shield during violent protest. Let's roll some of that if we have time. That's right, bring a little 2-year-old baby boy or girl, I can't tell, to the chop they got in Portland, and then do all this. And again, notice the globalists put masks on their children. That suffocates them, totally freaks them out. And it's a way for pedophiles to traffic kids so their faces are covered. You know, Michael Jackson would cover their faces. This is all just occult programming. The TSA training, touching the kids, that's pedophilia training, totally illegal. It's just absolute, total corruption. There's a big article up on Infowars.com if I want to share with folks. I'm not going to read this on air, but it's Karl Marx. Karl Marx and all his racist statements about people that I'm not going to repeat here on air. All right, I'm out of time. Our big 4th of July special has to end tomorrow morning. Troy-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and things like our ultimate turmeric formula, bodies, 50% off, and a bunch of other big specials. Take advantage of those. I appreciate you all in this marathon, 2-hour, fast-moving transmission. I want to appreciate the crew, everybody else, and all of our great affiliates out there. And I just want to encourage you all, remember, you are our sponsor, you're our booster, and you are the folks that pray for us. I know I get fired up sometimes because I'm totally real. I'm not keeping it real. I just tell it like I want to tell it and let God sort it out. God bless you all.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.